shortly after the Bear River Health Department reported the first confirmed case of COVID-19 in Box Elder County on Tuesday. The state epidemiologist Angela Dunn provided the daily update on the virus's spread in Utah.
Our labs in Utah have tested nearly 900 Utahns so far.
Of these tests, 41 Utahns have tested positive for coronavirus, and 10 out-of-state visitors have as well. Dunn says on Tuesday, the Federal Drug Administration relaxed the restrictions on who can create COVID-19 tests, which will hopefully make more available in the state.
And so we're working very closely with our biotech industry here in Utah to see if they can help us in creating these supplies and increase our capacity in Utah.
Dunn says tests do play an important part in slowing down the spread. However, whether or not someone is tested will not impact their quality of care. She also says people who are worried they have the virus can choose to self-quarantine with or without a test. While it is true that someone can have the virus without showing symptoms, Dunn says this also means they are less likely to pass the disease along.
You are most effective at spreading the disease if you have symptoms. So coughing, sneezing, having shortness of breath, that's when you have the most virus in your body, and that's when you're most effective at spreading it. So people who are asymptomatic, while they may be able to spread it, it's not a major driver in the pandemic.
Updates on the spread of coronavirus in Utah will happen Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on the State Department of Health's Facebook page. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.